Planet Rock backstage at the Toron Arena, Krakow in Poland, for the first of two sold-out shows from the mighty Iron Maiden as the Legacy of the Beast tour continues. And I'm very pleased to say, joining us once again, our old mate Steve Harris. Good to see you, mate.
Yeah, and you, mate.
Now, last time we met, let's pick up from where we left off. The massive, and I mean massive, Book of Souls world tour. I mean, it was one hell of an undertaking, but an amazing success, wasn't it?
It was fantastic. And so you think, well, how are we going to follow that? But we have with this. You know, I think everyone's been sort of raving about this show, and you know, so yeah, it's exciting, and I'm really looking forward to playing the UK, because you know, it's just nice to play UK. It's lovely to get back there and, you know, get on and do it.
Like you said, it's hard to top it. Most Maiden fans know that normally you do a new album tour where you play the new material, like you did with the Book of Souls tour, and then you do a, in inverted commas, greatest hits tour. But this is far more than a greatest hits tour, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very theatrical thing. I mean, Bruce is loving every minute of this tour, because he's got so many different costume changes and everything. He's absolutely having great fun, and well, we all are. We're all really enjoying it. You know, it's a nice set of songs. Bruce chose most of the songs, really, for the set. And, you know, who might argue, really? I'm really happy with what he chose. So, yeah, all good. We had some great football matches on the tour as well. And so far, we've lost more than we've won, but we're trying to turn that round as well, so before the end of the tour. So, yeah, it's all good.
Before we talk about the concept of the whole show, the first we saw of it in the UK was when you did Estonia and all the YouTube clips appeared with the Spitfire. I mean, when you first come up with something like that to start a show, you must think, how the hell are we going to top this for the rest of the show?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, once you open the show like that, from then on in, you think it's all going to be downhill from here. But it's all interesting stuff with the set changes, and I don't want to give too much away, even though I know you've got YouTube, people have already seen bits and pieces, but it's not the same as being there. And so, especially on indoor arenas where it's dark and, you know, you get the set changes happening, and there's some hardcore fans that are there every night, so they know what to expect. But a lot of them, you just see, you know, the wow sort of, you know, on their faces. It's really nice.
Without giving too much away, I mean, I think people already know it's kind of three different themed lands, and those songs that you play within that part of the show all kind of fit together.
Yeah, you've got three different elements going on, and Bruce does very little talking on this, all down to the theatrics of the show, and the music does the talking with the theatre as well. And yeah, it's very entertaining.
With those three themes, was it difficult for Bruce when he came to put the set list together? Because he's done a few of the songs as well throughout the last few years since he's been back in the band that he hasn't done for a while, but this time again he's pulling stuff out of the box, even the Blaze era.
Yeah, I mean, normally it's me and him that put the set together, but he came up with the bulk of the set, and there was only one or two changes that we made, and that was only purely because of the, once we got the whole theme of it with the three different stages, then it kind of lent itself to one or two different songs. I'm not going to say which songs they are, which we changed out or anything like that, but the set works really well. It feels good to play. It's a dynamic set, you know, so yeah, it's all good.
I know you started planning it pretty much off the back of the Book of Souls tour, but how long does it actually take from the let's do this and let's get this idea to fruition? How long does it take from actually coming up with that idea to actually getting a production together, to getting the stage show together?
Well, Bruce is so enthusiastic about stuff. So like at the very end of the last tour, I mean, even before the last gig, he was talking about, oh, what are we going to do on the next one and all this business. And so once we sort of assemble what we're doing set-wise, we then have to go, you know, literally from one end of the tour to the beginning of the next one, however long it is, where it might be a year or something like that, or even less, whatever. But so there's not loads of time really to put it, you know, once you've got like a set like this, which is really very theatrical, and it's a lot of work, a lot of artwork, lots of to-ing and fro-ing, getting it how we want it. And even then, it's a bit scary with the first production, because you don't really know what, you know, well, you know artwork-wise and everything like that, and but when you actually go out and see, you know, is it actually going to work? You know, like the Spitfire, for example, is it going to be, you know, as good as, you know, and it's actually, I think it's even better than we thought it was going to be. So, yeah, I mean, it's fantastic, really, the whole set. I mean, obviously, I'm looking the other way, but even on production, I was knocked out, and I thought, well, you know, even after all these years, I'm getting excited about it, and Bruce is very excited about it as well. So you just think, well, the audience is going to love it, hopefully.
And let's not forget the whole concept, the whole stage show, the whole tour, based around Legacy of the Beast game.
Yeah, I mean, it's loosely based around it, but I mean, there's all elements, you know, from the game. There's certain bits of, you know, bits of songs that they've, you know, used, and we actually did a couple of changes thinking that's more in line with the game than whatever, but very loosely based on the game, really. I mean, everyone knows I'm not a game player. I mean, my kids are, but I'm not. But, you know, I'll have a go at that, though, the old pinball machine. don't mind having a go at that. But I'm not really a gamer. But having said that, it's just the artwork and the imagery. I mean, it just lends itself to so many things. And the actual, you know, legacy game is just, I've watched my son play the game, and it's just, it looks fantastic. And obviously the artwork we saw anyway. But yeah, so there's so many elements and so many. Again, you know, we're already thinking, what, you know, what are we going to do after this? You know, so we do. It's sort of up the ante, and we really have with this one. And so where do you go from here?
Metal Hammer have described it as the greatest show on earth. I mean, that is the ultimate compliment, really, for what you try to achieve.
Well, I don't know about that, because, you know, there's some serious stuff out there. I mean, you know, you've got Cirque du Soleil and all that kind of stuff out there. But I suppose as far as theatrics go with a, you know, live band like ourselves, then... Yeah, I mean, it's a really good show, but I can't say if it's that good. I mean, you know, it's not for me to say, but audience-wise, I mean, everyone's loved it.
It's amazing to think as well that a lot of the stuff you use and have used, say, on the Book of Souls tour and this as well, is actually inflatables.
We actually doubled with inflatables as long ago as 86. We used inflatables for the Summer in Time thing, and I think it's been well documented that we didn't really film much of that tour, which we should have done, but we sort of started off doing stuff like that, and it worked very well, but they've come on leaps and bounds since then. You know, I mean, the technology and just the materials that you can use and everything like that. So, and also these days with fire rigs and everything like that, you know, you have to be even more careful with stuff, and they've got the material now to be able to do more things and do it better, you know. So and also it has to be roadworthy, it has to be strong, and it's got to be stuff to get quick, you know. You've got to get a lot of air into these things, and so you've got to have the equipment that can do that. And obviously it's moved on over the years with everything, and so we're able to do things even better now than we would say did it back in 86.
I know as well that you've always said, you know, you're not ready to hang it up yet. There's still more albums in Iron Maiden, and obviously I guess after you've done more possibly with this tour, then you've got to think about a new album, another touring cycle. Is there any inkling yet as to writing new songs, any new material, or getting together to do that?
Well, we don't write on the road, we never have done, so we'll just allot ourselves a time to do something in the future. I'm sure there will be another album, hopefully there'll be more than that. We just got to play it by ear and see how we go, and, you know, do it bit by bit, and hopefully we'll all be well enough to do stuff, you know, for a few years to go. And, you know, hopefully that means a couple more albums, not just one.
And like you said, with the passion for the band at the moment and the passion in you guys still doing it, like say Bruce wanted to get out of the box straight away after the back of the other tour to actually get out there and do it, that's great news for any Maiden fan, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's great news for us as well, because we all still really enjoy it and want to get out there and do it. And obviously the fans, you know, are happy about that, because I suppose as a fan, you must be thinking, you know, well, how long can they last for? We're thinking the same thing, but, you know, we want to try and carry on as long as we can. And, you know, everyone's in pretty good shape right now, so hopefully it'll be a while yet.
Brilliant. Long may it continue, Steve. Always a pleasure. All the best with these dates in Europe tonight and tomorrow here in Krakow in Poland, and the UK tour kicking off on Tuesday.
Brilliant. Cheers, mate.